For many people in the United States, when they mention Independence Day, they're talking about July 4th, which commemorates the Declaration of Independence. But for African Americans, a different date signifies independence, June 19, 1865. That was 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, a document that freed slaves in all states that rebelled against the Union. The date has been referred to as Freedom Day, Black Independence Day, or most commonly, Juneteenth, and it originated in Texas. Cabrea Baumgartner, the assistant professor of American Studies at the University of New Hampshire at Durham, explains.
In April 1865, as the Civil War was coming to an end, Union General Gordon Granger issued a general order in Galveston, Texas, that freed all enslaved African Americans. The order, in Granger's words, declared, quote, an equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves. And so this order affirmed equality, rights, and property for African Americans. So it was monumental. And I think at that point, Juneteenth became a prominent celebration in Texas and was celebrated then and continues to be celebrated today on a national scale.
Baumgartner says newspapers described the early Juneteenth celebrations in Texas as freedom celebrations. She shared an excerpt from an 1868 San Antonio Express article titled The Jubilee. It read, "It was a most interesting sight to see so many of those people celebrating their freedom. They came in carriages, buggies, wagons, and on horseback. They were all well-dressed. The women looked neat without any display of finery. Good humor and contentment beamed from every countenance."
It really was just about African Americans hosting a feast or dinner and then a discussion, and then they marched in the streets. So there was sometimes a parade. It was really considered, you know, fun and commemorative celebration.
This year, the typical Juneteenth celebrations in Milwaukee, such as the annual festival, won't look as they have in the past due to the threat of COVID-19. However, organizations are using the day to promote unity and education through a number of events. The plans include marches, voter registration drives, and the sharing of health information, including about the coronavirus. And for the first time in history, the Juneteenth Day flag will fly over Milwaukee City Hall and the State Capitol Building in Madison. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by the Doman Company Foundation.